Thank you, everybody, for joining us. This is Mike and Melaresi from Walking Terra Christa, and we're doing a New Earth Consciousness Circle of Light call. We're going to be going to the 20th city, which is the city of Astrolanchium, and it is over Colombia, South America. So let's bring in the unified whole. 000144000 unified whole online. 0, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, 80, 90, 100, 110, 120, 130, 140, 142, 143, 144. Just breathe that in. As for the three M's to bring us the platinum net, breathe that in, and as you breathe out, it is stripped away. As for the violet flame, Saint Germain, transmute anything that remains that can be removed. Or begin the process of having it work its way out. Also call upon the pink flame, Paul the Venetian, and the golden flame from Lord Buddha, spinning around us, through us, so that the Earth star and Soul star spin in a clockwise direction, simultaneously. We do this for ourselves individually and for the group. Forms the Merkaba body of light, pyramidal-like structure above and below. We ask that spiritual mirrors be placed on the pyramid faces, facing out, so that anything that tries to enter is returned back to source. Bring this energy back down. 143, 142, 141, 140, 130, 120, 110, 100, 90, 80, 70, 60, 50, 40, 30, 20, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5. Take a deep breath and ground that in the Gaia. And here is Melaresi.
Thank you so much. Well, tonight, this city that we're going to be visiting was a challenge for me to put together because of Colombia, South America. But it is going to represent one of the last stages before we fully come into completeness in the fifth dimensional chakra grid, because there's going to be many different levels of places that individuals can go for healing. So we will have a couple of visits to the city. We're not quite sure how many. It is with Lord of Sirius, so it's going to be a very high vibration. And he's going to guide us into exactly to assist us in understanding what we need to understand about what else we are illuminating that doesn't fit the whole unity, the whole circle. So it's going to be a very powerful city for individuals to return time and time again. So with that in mind, think about what you are going through. With the changes we have experienced from the equinox, we're coming up on a lunar eclipse, which is going to be absolutely another powerful surge, as we experienced from the call on Monday night with Master Kuthumi. So, just let's take a moment and take a deep breath. replay. Feel the energies of the 144th dimension circling down through your Antarkarana bridge, spinning down into your chakra system. Breathing deeply into the crown, feeling love and wisdom coming into the crown chakra. And then going into the third eye with the green and white and gold of scientific knowledge. Moving into the throat with a deep blue of will and power. Everything spinning in a clockwise manner. Coming into the thymus area of the seafoam green. The heart center spinning clockwise of the deep pink creative activation. The solar plexus of gold, ruby red with golden of inner devotion. The sacral area of ceremonial magic and structure of deep purple and violet, and the root of crystalline light. We are going to continue through each of the rays before we fully ground it into our Earth Star. We're then going to activate the thymus gland once again with a seafoam green. Feel that cleansing and purifying the full body system, going into the physical body, the etheric body, the emotional body, and the mental body. Let's activate that one body of light. As now we move into the blue-green, coming into your root chakra of joy and attraction to the body of light, surfacing and blending with a crystalline light. Bringing in the pearl essence into the sacral area. This is the integration of the masculine and feminine activation. And then into the solar plexus, feeling the pink orange, which is the bridge from the old to the new, and as it blends with your inner devotion. And then going into the heart center of the gold flame of integrating the Christ consciousness. We then call upon violet pink coming down through the chakra system into the throat, vibratory communication. The deep blue violet comes into the third eye, blending with the green, gold, and white. This is illumination and mastering our divine plan, but it also helps to release the mental mind. Then light gold and white comes into the crown. This is where we start to walk through the doorway to ascension of our I Am presence. Then violet, light violet white comes down into the crown. This is our magnetism, becoming one universal being. This is walking into the fifth dimensional chakra grid. We then feel the multi-white light coming into the root as it blends with a crystalline light. And it blends with the blue-green. This is our universal white light. Breathing deeply, pink gold comes into the sacral area. This is our fifth dimensional divine intent. This is our intention to receive the fifth dimensional essence. As it blends with the ceremonial magic of the deep purple and the pearlescent. We then call upon the color of magenta as it blends in. It blends into the solar plexus with the heart and the thymus. This is our inner power and divine love. We now are at the position that we are going to be working with this evening, beingness. This is where we start to feel our beingness. It's violet gold. It comes into the throat. It's going to merge with the pink violet. And then with the deep blue of will and power. And we're going to stop there tonight. Since these are the elements that we're working with. Feel that essence coming into perspective. As the energies now, let's move them down the limbs into the feet, into the Earth Star. So the Earth Star and the Soul Star will spin simultaneously. Creating your macabre vehicle of light. Feel your full body system of your masculine and feminine divine merging with the etheric into the physical body. So you're one body of light. activating your not only your higher self, but your I Am presence, feeling that essence blending within you. Let's activate the physical essence with those beams of light through the shoulder joints, the side meridians, the hip joints, the knees, the ankles, and the feet. Feel yourself encased within the double-pointed Merkaba star that you are. Feel that spinning in a clockwise manner. And then with inside of that, there's another double-pointed star. This is something that I just read from Joshua. So we're going to try this. There's another surging of a double-pointed star close to your body that is going to turn counterclockwise, with the outside one going clockwise. His ideas say that this helps with teleportation. So let's try this, and maybe we'll have a different experience this evening. So I just want everyone to sit right now and feel those essences as we're going to bring in. I guess we're going to do the discussion first. And just take some deep breaths during the discussion, and then we'll bring in Lord Adama, who will guide us into the city. And if there's any issues that are coming up for you, allow them to be manifest in your consciousness so that you can be aware of what may not be aligning with what the energy that we are bringing forth this evening. Because then you can work on those elements.
Okay, again, this is the 20th city. And I'll spell that. It is A.S. T-L-E-R-L-A-N, S as in Steve, C-H-I-A-M-M, Astrolanciam. It is the etheric city over Colombia, South America. And we'll start off with the decree, the illumination of the self. The city of Astrolanciam is my next journey of light. It resides over the country of Colombia in South America. It represents all levels of ascension and how to find the parts that have been lost. I feel as if I have stepped into a medicine wheel of light. I stand within the center and look around me. I see a beautiful courtyard with beautiful plants and greenery. Colors of light enfolding within the lands. A river runs through the middle, expressing the calm and serene nature of its heart. I look above and see the Andes mountain range, with vast canyons and pathways of great challenge. To the north, I feel the waves of the Caribbean Sea washing upon the shoreline. In between is the desert, with its complete silence of the moment. To the west is the Pacific Ocean, and further in the distance represents the Ring of Fire, the many ways to erupt, to hold into the present moment. There is so much to feel and to see within this vast city. I am guided to a very special temple up through the hills and feel its essence calling me. I have arrived in the temple of the Star Essence of Transition. I am met by the Lord of Sirius, representing the Sirian Council of Light. He shares with me that this temple illuminates all that I am in this moment, so that I may understand my journey, how far I have come, and what I need to do in my next creative steps. I feel very excited and elevated within my consciousness. As the Lord of Sirius is my guide to show me the many ways to allow the being I am to feel the enlightenment of the self. I feel my body start to change as the transition of my light will unfold within me. I stand within the temple of the Star Essence of Transition. The violet gold permeates in all corners of the walls. I see my own star essence and allow the unfolding of my being come into the circle of unity that I am. I am that I am that I am. Take a deep breath and just feel that essence. Okay, the last city we visited was Hanlantania over central France, representing the activation of the threefold flame, which occurred on March 6, 2013. And we visited that city three times. The visits to the city also prepared us for the spring equinox energies, which were very powerful. Presently, we are integrating the changes that we have experienced from the spring equinox and the full moon in March. This week, we are learning to regenerate our energies as we prepare for the lunar eclipse, full moon, and the festival of the Christ in late April. Moving forward, tonight we will be visiting the city of Aster-Lanciam, which resides over Colombia. The city will cover the entire area of Colombia and has a very diverse countryside, ways of living, temperature ranges that are felt depending on the landscape in which you are experiencing, along with a very broad range of cultures. The land masses include the Andes mountain range, the Pacific coastal ranges bordering on Panama and Ecuador, the Caribbean along the borders of Venezuela and Panama. It also is the line of the Amazon rainforest, so there are many different types of species that inhabit this land. On the third dimensional Earth level, there are 15 major volcanoes with a temperature range of very cold in the mountains to very hot in the desert. Since the city is represented by the 20th ray of beingness, it seems fitting that we arrive at this juncture of time into this city. The definition of this ray structure represents what Colombia has experienced through its history, the diversity of the land masses, with temperature ranges, and the people that inhabit the land shows that this is a country that has gone through many changes and is still experiencing these waves of highs and lows. The city is fully activated within a fifth dimensional existence, which will help the third dimensional country to accept the acceleration into the higher realms, but not without great concentration and work. Aster-Lanciam is overlighted by the Lord of Sirius. As we know, Sirius split into two separate star systems of A and B. Lord of Sirius represents Sirius B, in which the beings that wanted to ascend would go into another planetary structure. Sirius A is still very much in a denial state of their light and using their control mechanisms representative of a land that is in battle with others. The same is happening within the city over Colombia. The Lord of Sirius is assisting in bringing as many essences within the lands of Colombia to rise into the land of Aster-Lanciam. So we are traveling tonight to feel the full effects of what a fifth dimensional city feels like, representing true beingness. It will be a city in which individuals will come to feel this essence, but also to help others to transform themselves. In other words, this evening we are coming in as a guest to the city of Aster-Lanciam, one which will allow all parts that have been missing to come into complete alignment. This will be the last stage before fully integrating our I Am presence, the completeness of our masculine and feminine divinity. So this city represents the parts that have not come into alignment, and they will be assisted. This also represents the third dimensional country of Colombia, having the potential to be put into wholeness and not separate parts that do not make the whole essence of the land with the people, animals, and the diversity it represents. This will be gone, but it will be remembered, as one cannot appreciate the journey if they do not reflect on how they achieve the beauty of arriving into the wholeness or unity. The Lord of Sirius is going to show us how to bring all that needs to be put into wholeness by accessing the higher realms with light-coded energies of the 24th dimensional realms. Ray 20 represents the I vibrate with the oneness of the light I am. It is beingness. The color is violet gold. And the chakra is the throat. The throat, via the airway, connects to all parts of the body. The overlighting being, Lord of Sirius, who represents technology of light codes, assisting us from the 24th dimensional realm between the galactic and universal. It is one being of light, enlightenment of the consciousness of being all things in unity, and being in oneness on an individual basis. So let us continue. Here's Melaresi.
Okay. As Mike was explaining about in the text, I just want to go over some things that Lord of Sirius asked me to share. There will be many temples within the city, depending on where an individual may need to go. This evening, we're going to be going to this temple that he called the Star Essence of Transition, which means that we're going to go into this temple and receive light codes that will bring forth illumination within us for anything else that needs to be changed or shifted. Now remember, we are doing this work on a consciousness level because most of us have not fully acquired the fifth dimensional body. So we're feeling it in the higher consciousness, which will filter eventually into our physical essence and will help us get through the process of the changes. There will be a temple of harmony. These are some of the other places within this city. So we're not sure how many times we're going to come back. Lord Adama can share that information with us, because they may take us to different areas to work on these different essences that we need to put into wholeness and have a healing state. There'll be a temple of harmonization, which I'm not exactly sure if that is at the end of the cycle or in the midst of it. The Temple of Enlightenment. This is where we will enjoy pristine energies, ready to receive the full illumination of light. I gather from that essence that that will probably be the last thing. The Ring of Fire is where the volcanoes can erupt, but it's basically etheric, so that we can take parts of ourselves that we no longer need and experience the Ring of Fire. The desert is where silence is needed and feeling the warmth of the sun. The many rivers, there are many rivers within the land masses, so this is where you would flow with your energies. Canyons, going into the depth of your soul. The rainforest, that is on the edge of one of the borders. Growth, communication with all species. Rainforest is not really in Colombia, it is on the edge of it, but I think that it's still experienced within the country. The Andes mountain range is the illumination of the soul. The seas, there's the Pacific Ocean and the Caribbean that are on the borders. This is where you would accept your own divine essence and work with the goddess of the sea, especially for the feminine divinity. The south, just to give the, on the south edge is Ecuador and Peru, on the west is Ecuador and the Pacific Ocean, and the north is the Caribbean Sea. So it is very vast, and you could travel here many times, I think, and I don't think it matters how far along you are of activating the full fifth dimensional body, because it's going to assist in understanding different parts of yourself that need to be acknowledged through the higher consciousness and allow it to come into the lower consciousness. Okay, so now we're going, it's a lot, and this was over, I was overloaded today. It took me several hours to try and put this information together because I just felt it was so overwhelming, and once I got into it with the Lord of Sirius, it was a little bit easier because he was helping me to pick apart the different land masses and understanding how the etheric fifth-dimensional city represents the third-dimensional city. So I think this will help a little bit. So let's take a deep breath. Just want you to sit back, relax, and be within your higher self and your I Am presence as we bring in Lord Adama first before we travel. Greetings, it is I, Lord Adama, with the Telosian Council of Light. Thank you so much. It's been quite a while since we gathered for this particular focus. I think that this evening is going to be very enlightening to everyone. We do want to return, and I think we'll probably return a few times. Mainly because I think everyone should experience these different parts of the city and get a grasp of exactly what does this city mean, especially at this level, at the 20th city. I think Bellaresi was a little bit confused because she more or less felt that the energies that would be represented by this city would be completely already perfect. And the city is perfect. But the city is going to represent all those aspects that need to be changed. Columbia has had a very diverse history, and it really truly represents the challenges that individuals have gone through and the land masses, and it represents all the highs and lows that each of you have experienced. But coming into the city as an initiate, especially at this level, is really going to help individuals to get more down into themselves and understand exactly what they haven't seen previously. Because this city will illuminate those energies. So I thank Amanda Rice for working so diligently and pushing herself forward through this, because I know her energies haven't been quite in a physical sense today, but that's also helpful when she gets into these stages, although correlating it into words can be a more challenging effect. So as you're going into the city, I want everyone to be in their higher consciousness, and that's the one thing that this city represents. Coming into a higher consciousness and allowing that higher consciousness to be the rule of your mind, to be the rule of your thought process, and allowing those energies to intertwine within you. We don't want you to be in your lower mind. We don't want you to think about, you cannot do this, it's overwhelming for you. Just allow the energies to unfold within you. So if you find that you do fall asleep, which many probably will allow that to happen because the physical body cannot handle the information. So you're still getting it, and you can always re-listen and have an ability just to take notes. It is a very complicated city, so we will go down the list after tonight's call, and we will let you know how many visits that we think that we're going to be taking, because we would spend more time within the city during the journey than during the pre-discussion, as the discussion has already been done. So it's going to be quite an experience for each of you. Next thing before we decide to journey, I want to talk about what's happening presently with the energies, and just to assist everyone on information that is becoming aware upon the earth right now, the knowledges that are occurring. And I think you will notice that with the calls the last couple of weeks, that the teachers that are coming through on the Clarion Temple are truly speaking more. They're doing a little bit of a lecture. We're trying to intertwine the energies of the Clarion Temple to make it more readily available to more individuals, that it is not just a healing temple, although that is the main focal point, but it is a time for us to come together and receive a discourse from a certain master of their teachings and what they feel is an imperative point or points that need to come into focus for that week, along with an attunement. The attunements will always be there. This is because more availability of information is coming through into the planet. And there are many others that may be speaking of the same or similar energies that are occurring at this time. And it also means that each of you are receiving more knowledges than you did previously. It all depends on what you are ready to receive, to allow yourself to be the recipient, allow the impressions of psychic visions, of the availability of sensitivity to come to you, because each of you are being assisted to be more than you have previously. Although it's always been part of the plan for an initiate to have as many gifts as possible, to open up their clairaudience, clairsentience, everything that's necessary to perceive the multidimensional realities, which is really what is happening at this time. You are no longer just a physical being, as you know, that the multidimensional selves are coming together. You may be feeling different symptoms with the accessibility of these energies. You may also feel individuals talking, but yet it sounds like something physical, but yet it is not physical and there is no one around you. Malarese experienced this the other day. You're going to be sensing light forms, energies around you, and also you changing within yourself. Your thought process is changing. And it may be from one day to the next. This is happening very quickly. The activation of the lunar eclipse is going to be another frequency of light with a Christ consciousness coming into the planet. It is going to be a very opportune time for individuals to accept more of themselves. And this is why we want to prepare you through these weekly basis calls. That is why we feel that the visit to this city would be very advantageous for everyone to return and really get a feel of what's in the city, because it is very involved. It's almost as much involved as the 22nd city is, Avalanche. So there's a lot of changes happening, and these changes can happen to you on a moment-by-moment basis. So you have to go with the flow of what is occurring for you. Like today, Michael mentioned that he took a little nap and he never takes naps. This is a perfect example. Move with the flow of the energies. If you have the availability to do so, then rest. Allow your, and it may only be needed for half an hour. Sometimes Malarese does so for 10 minutes. And it's because your energy is needed elsewhere. You are visiting these multidimensional realities and you're bringing them back into your physical consciousness, into whom you are now. And it's a very important facet. In addition, there are many other changes happening upon the planet. More individuals you're going to see an exodus of souls leaving the planet, unfortunately, because they are just not ready to do the intense work to stay here and continue the journey, because every soul is going to be asked to do so, maybe not to the depth which of you are, but everyone must change. We are all changing with Gaia, and this is an imperative stage. You also notice that you may be adjusting in a way that others may not be adjusting. You may be on the fast track, or you may be on a slower track. Do not compare yourself with others when it comes to this work. It's very, very important to really understand where you are and acknowledge your own I am presence. Acknowledge your own spirit. Acknowledge what you have done previously and where you are now to assist you in this process. This is going to be very, very important for each of you. And it is part of the balance of your masculine and feminine. It is part of understanding your soul's essence and it not coming from the lower energy. Each of you are going to be tested in these ways. And it's not us testing us. The universe tests all of us on this pathway. So please know that you're not being signaled out because you're working with Mel and Mike. You are being signaled out because you are a special being that has awakened and you are doing the work for that awakening. So it will take you into deeper levels of yourself. So we must find time where you can have fun and enjoy yourself through this process. It's not all about being serious. It's not about stepping onto a pathway and taking all this intense responsibility, and you have to be on the straight and narrow about that responsibility each moment. We need to flow with that. We're learning through this process, as we have learned in Telos, that it's important to have the balance. It's important to have the times of sleep. It's important to accept yourself in a fun-loving way, to do things that help your soul to smile and to laugh. But be careful what you're doing. And I really want to stress this at this time. Be careful of the TV shows you watch, of the movies that you watch, because there is a lot of strong energy of the lower energies still, because we're being put on notice. It does not mean that you cannot rise above it, and that's what we're trying to teach in these courses that we're providing through Melarese and Mike, that you can raise your vibration and stay in that vibration, but it takes work. It takes a conscious effort to visualize yourself in that higher frequency of light. We need to do this until we fully can work with Gaia to be in that fifth dimension, and we're not there yet. We're living in that fourth dimensional structure, but the planetary grid of the fifth dimension is we are accessing that energy. And as we're accessing it, we're not physically in it, but we are feeling it. So this is the consciousness. And as we go further, we will feel the higher realms. And that's what Lord Sirius is going to teach us this evening and the following classes that we're going to be doing with him, to insist in bringing in that higher vibration. And that will really help you in commanding that consciousness within you, because you command whatever you desire when you awaken. It's imperative that you raise your vibration because you've been in that vibration in your sleep state, or maybe not if you're going through some releasement activations. To really feel that vibration, get used to what your vibration is, and every time it changes, you're going to accelerate it to a higher level. So this is very important. We must discern within ourselves individually what we are going through. Not everyone is the same. Melarese feels it differently than Michael does. So you, individuals that you are with are going to be feeling it differently. It doesn't mean that you cannot be with them. As long as everyone is aspiring to be in a lightened condition, to change their consciousness, because that's where it's going to start first. It's going to start in your consciousness first, and then it's going to move into your physical essence. And then we ground it. And this is how we change it. So I wanted to share that information. Do you have any questions?
I do not.
Okay. I was hoping you did. So we will get on with the journey, and I look forward to more conversations with each of you. I'm just going to put a little plug in. We are going to be doing a monthly discourse with my energies. We're not quite sure what day that is going to be on, but that will be upcoming. in a couple weeks. So, just to give you a heads up, these are the kind of things that we're going to be talking about and how everyone can assist themselves to go into the deeper depths, but also to have an enjoyment of life. It's not easy. It's not easy because there's changes happening within the earth. Some people are flowing with it. Some people are not. Density can be very strong in various areas. And certain individuals, you will not be able to be in their company if they are not awakened at all, are not willing to accept a higher vibrational frequency. And this is our goal, to bring everybody up into an awakened state of a learning process so that we can be together, so that we can work with one another. If I was to come visit you where you are right now, I would not stay very long for this same reason. So it's very, very important for you to realize that you are not being signaled out, that Gaia is going through this process, and you are the forerunners of this energy pathway, and you're going to be feeling it the most. It's also imperative to take notes, to journal of what you're experiencing, because there just may be something that you can share with another person, either in your profession or just in your personal life, that will assist them when they are going through this process. Because you must understand that everyone is going to be on different levels, and the newly awakened ones are going to be feeling it just as you felt it in the beginning, but it will be different for them because there will be more individuals, more late awakened, and areas of the world that will be more blissful and full of the higher energies. So please understand that everyone is experiencing this completely different, and sometimes they just need to be reminded of what they can do for themselves to get through the process, because we're all conditioned not to want to be happy 24 hours a day. We want it, but we don't know how to do it. So that's what we want to assist you with. So let's continue with the energies this evening. Thank you. Spin those Merkabah energies, one inner counterclockwise and the other one outer clockwise. And I want you to take note of what you feel with this new technique. As they spin within each other, the double-pointed star into your soul star and your earth star, and feel that frequency. That may shift things for you. Okay, let's take a deep breath. We're going to move out of the earth's atmosphere into the etheric earth, that fifth-dimensional earth. Feel the beauty of that earth, and we're going to just intend to be in Colombia, South America. Just feel yourself centering as you are magnetized, as we're going to be magnetized together to go down into this country. And we're going to go right into the middle part of the country. So as we come together, we are magnetized with each other. We're just going to spin downwards into the etheric city of Asterlanchium. Breathing deeply. We are in a valley. Just take a moment and get yourself grounded. Feel yourself walking around. And just take a moment and want to just spin in a clockwise manner and get a feel of the mountains and the rivers in a distance, canyons everywhere, and pathways. It's almost like a treasure map. And we're centering ourselves right within the middle point of this treasure map. There's a beautiful garden. And there is a river running through the garden, and it's probably about 50 feet wide. It's not very wide. And there's gardens on each side. There's a couple little bridges that go across. Where we are centered is in the middle. And there's a beautiful pagoda. Orchids. This is the land of orchids. So you're going to see orchids. Beautiful greenery and plantware. Now, this center part of the city represents the core. Truly represents the ability to feel your being. So in this area, we have the species and animals that get along with each other. The energy here is very much like Telos and the other inner earth cities of the world. There's balance in this area. Completely feeling the connectiveness with all forms of life. We have stepped into the circle of unity and oneness. And it is the outskirts of the border of this area is in a circular motion. And you will see as it goes to the borderline, you will see forests, mountains, pathways that take you to other areas around the other parts of the city. It is a small country, but in vastness, the city is very large because it will cover the entire country. It will represent the seas, the Caribbean, and the Pacific. It will represent the rainforests, the desert, and all different land masses. So let's just take a moment and feel that reflection as I'm going to step aside and allow Lord of Sirius to come forward. There are many benches along the river banks and many flowers and bushes and greenery. Little pathways everywhere. So just take a moment and position yourself in one of these places and feel the beauty, feel the pristine energy coming in through your entire structure. Greetings. I am Lord of Sirius. It is my pleasure to be the host of this amazing city. And I do speak for the Councils of Light of Sirians and many other different beings of Sirians, which you may get a chance to meet through our visits here within this city. I say to you, look at the beautiful landscaping and the greenery and the flowers, the orchids. This city in this spot represents the divine completeness in physical form. It's very exciting to be part of the golden cities of light and to have our representation being shown in this area. I ask each of you in this moment just to sit and feel this beauty as the sun shines down upon us, and we also feel the violet gold hue across the canyons and the trees, the forests and the mountains, as everything sparkles in the light in this beautiful valley. In a moment, I will take you to our glorious temple. Our visit this evening is going to be representative of what initiates will experience upon first coming into the city. We want to give them the comfort of relaxing and understanding that there is a higher order of experience that is happening as they come into this amazing city of light. Astralantium represents the ability to have the complete beingness. But how do we understand what that being is? Who is the divine essence? We are all star essences, and this is why we call the temple the star essence of transition. Because you're going to be experiencing that star essence to come into you now and to know the pathway or the bridge, the journey that you need to go through to find the higher star essence. So it's always a transitionary phase. And within these phases, it occurs because we're always constantly evolving. And we want each of you to feel the illumination of whom you are now and exactly what you can be. So it's about illuminating all aspects of yourself. And this is going to change because as you remove the mass, the particles of yourself that you give to others because you're trying to show them that you are a better person or you reflect differently or you don't want to show them some aspects of yourself because you're not quite sure of yourself. When we come to this stage of the journey, as we come into this 20th city, people are going to be acknowledging themselves more deeply than they do on the first few cities. Because they will have gotten used to the truth and the honesty that walking into these cities is going to help them to accelerate into that totality, into that being of that fifth dimensional essence means so much. As we look at Lord Adama and the Telosine Council and all those beautiful Telosine beings, they have acquired the state of beingness. And how do you think they have acquired it? By practice and work and inner working with each other, by lessons that are learned, and the ones that have been born later are the lucky ones because they are taught at a very small age of infancy to be these individuals. You and I are quite different. I understand as I came from a planet that was very much like your planet and we moved into, we ascended ourselves into Sirius B so that we could fully reflect unto others that beauty that we saw in others. And this is the important aspect because this is what is so exciting for me is that each of you are doing the same thing. But the planet is going to shift into this consciousness, into the state of beingness. It's going to move into that totality of essence that we are together. So I ask you in this moment just to take a deep breath, or many deep breaths, and center yourself. Feel all those colors that Melaresi has shared with you previously. And allow them to come into your being to feel the acceptance and the beauty that you are. As now we're going to allow these light fragments that you need to accept to come into consciousness. As we all are sitting here in this beautiful, pristine area, some of you by the water, some of you by the flowers, maybe there's a large tree, wherever you are, it is where you feel the highest quality of nature. You may even see some animals grazing around you or coming near you. This is the beauty of your unity. So this is going to be an initiatory energy to help you bring forth your own illumination. As you see, Melarese has been affected through her throat. And that is a perfect example of what occurs when the frequency shifts within a physical existence. As this ray that we work with within the city represents the throat chakra, her essence is accepting this higher frequency as she is the body that is commanding the energy. What exactly is occurring for her in this moment that is transforming any elements that don't align with this frequency? So the same thing may be happening to you. You may feel a fluctuation in any part of your body. You could also be feeling it in your emotional body or your mental thoughts. When this illumination comes within you, it will help to reject anything that does not assist the process. So in Melarese's case, her throat chakra needed this energy to balance out within her. So she coughed. She became very clogged right in back of the throat, deeply back within the throat. And this is a portion of her throat that she was not aware of on her physical, normal day-to-day basis. But as she accelerates herself to bring in these higher frequencies, because at this moment we are activating the 24th dimensional level, that's a lot to handle within the body. So I'm going to ask you just to reflect within yourself as we use her as an example of that reflection. The 24th dimension is not activated within her body. It's practically impossible on the earth plane you are existing in. In the higher etheric cities, it will be possible in certain areas. She is also residing in Mount Shasta, so she has the ability to tap into these frequencies on a moment-by-moment basis. But she could not hold that energy on a continual 24-hour basis because her body would dissipate into light energy. So what exactly is occurring for her in this moment is those light formations are settling into her cellular structure for her to feel a portion of it. So what are you feeling in this moment? Are you awake? If you're not awake, then your body really needs to receive the frequency without you being conscious. If you are awake, are you feeling any fluctuations anywhere? What are your emotions like? What is happening to you? This is what we want. For in this moment of time, your illumination, and the illumination is the frequency of light. So let us all stand. We're going to take this little bridge that goes across the river to our left. And as we walk across the bridge, I want you to feel the purity of the flowing of the water. It's very still, but it's moving, allowing those essences to be within you. Allow yourself to breathe into that. Feel the elementals that are represented by the water, and the essences of the devas, of the plants. Everything around here is alive and represents the circle of unity. Feel that essence fully growing within you. As we walk across the bridge, we bear towards our right, and there's another pathway that takes us through beautiful gardens as we continue. And it winds around, and there's greenery that goes across the river, and then on the side of the river, there's flowers and orchids and all different beautiful colors and essence of many different types of flowers. Very exotic flowers. Flowers that you see in the rainforests. Tropical. This is the tropics. And then we see this pathway, and it takes us to an open area of walking up a few steps. And as we walk up the steps, there's a pagoda, but it's a pagoda that we're going to walk through. And as we walk through the pagoda, we're going into an overlying energy of the forest. And it's not a deep forest. It's actually taking us to the entranceway of this beautiful temple of the star essence of transition. As we walk into the temple, it is made out of the greenery. Bamboo, all natural states. There's flowers, orchids everywhere. There's tulips. There's bird of paradise. There's all the beautiful flowers. We step into this area, and it is an octagonal area. And we walk into this area, and this is the main entranceway of this temple of the star essence of transition. Take a moment and just feel the frequency, because we're now moving into the higher frequency. What Melaresi shared was the 24th dimension. You have now walked into the 12th dimensional area. I want you to just feel a vibration occurring within you. You may feel energy, light fluctuations like electricity through your fingertips or your toes. And as we walk around to the left, the pathway continues beyond the entranceway. And we step into an area that is completely open so that we can see the stars, we can see the frequency of light. And as you look up the shape of the temple, the shape of the ceiling is in the shape of a star. So there's pointed star elements above you. In the middle of the star is a glowing frequency of light. The floor that we are walking upon represents a natural habitat. You will see grass. You will see moss. You will see sand. You will see rock. There are crystalline structures in all points. And the actual circumference of this room, of this part of the temple, represents the star essence. I want everyone just to walk into this area. And as you look to the walls of the temple, there are crystalline structures. And the crystalline structures are many different types of crystals, all focused natural habitat crystals, white crystals, clear quartz, rose quartz, amethyst. citrine mixture of different quartz together. Feel the vibrancy in this area. We now have stepped into the 20th dimensional frequency on the outside areas. There are seats for everyone to sit. And I want you just to reflect in this moment of your own illumination. As we look above, the violet gold light is coming down with frequencies of crystalline white lights, all different colors, representing all the rays of God. So you're going to see sparkling energies. It's almost like seeing fireworks, but in very slow motion. And just take a deep breath and feel the structures of the star essence coming down within you. We want you to grasp the ability to know that you are a star essence. Some of you have been your own stars out in the galaxies. I want you to feel this frequency of your totality, because this is your illumination. As we bring in the light coding, I want you to reflect exactly what you felt like before you came into the space. What you felt like before we did the attunement a few moments ago. What you felt like walking into the space, and what do you feel like now? Do you feel calm? Do you feel energized? Do you feel a little bit nervous? If you feel a nervousness or an uneasiness, please breathe deeply into your root, because it's a fact that you're not grounding the energy, and allow it to go grounding into your essence. And as we sit here, you're going to start to see there's the sparkles of light coming from the ceiling are going to come down, and they're going to reflect on the middle part of the floor. In the middle center point, it is the shape of the star as it is on the ceiling. That is reflected with crystalline energies, golden energies, pearlescent energies. Colors within colors, the shape of the star, and it's going to now reflect as we arise the vibrational energy. It's going to rise within each of you. So you, as you're looking within the middle of the star, don't focus so much on the energy coming in, but look at the crystalline formations that are around the walls across from you, and see what is being centered towards you. And where is it being centered? Is it coming into your heart center? Is it coming into your third eye, into your lower extremities, into your root? Or whatever frequency of light. And notice what colors you are receiving at this time. It's important for you to acknowledge the depth of your illumination, for you to realize what it is you are experiencing in all aspects and the frequency of light. So let's take a moment now. And we're going to allow this frequency to fully come into beingness. Have your palms wide open, your feet centered on the floor, and feel the star glyphs coming towards you. Now, this is all guided by your higher self, so make sure that you receive only what you need, and make sure it's all in balance. Oh, now slower. Now, if you look at the walls, you feel it boomeranging back and forth across all the walls in the frequency of the light. Sparkling lights are coming in. You may even see some special sparkles coming to you individually to receive your illumination. I'm going to ask you now to fully center within your heart, representing your feminine and your masculine divine. Calling upon your masculine and your feminine to activate within each other. As you look at the illumination, and you're not looking with your eye, but you're feeling it with inside of yourself, because what we have just given you is the ability to bring forth those frequencies within you. It's almost like a truth serum for yourself. Okay, I want you to feel, think about these particles of information, elements that I'm going to give you that will help you to understand what is your growth cycle presently and where do you need to work within yourself. Do you feel that you need to experience the ring of fire to erupt elements within yourself that you cannot tap into? Do you feel that you need silence through your higher self, feeling the warmth of the sun and just laying there and expressing this energy within you? Do you feel like you need to flow with the energies, to move these energies of the many rivers? Do you feel that you need to go into the depth of your soul to really get deeper? This is going to the canyons. As you walk through the canyons, it makes you go deeper into your soul's essence, into your history, and to really understand whom you are. Do you need to accept your divine essence, meaning the fluidness of your feminine and your masculine together? You need to visit the seas, either the Pacific or the Caribbean. Do you feel you are ready to receive the full illumination of your light by the pristine energies? Are you willing to look at the crossroads of the Andes mountain range? And that crossroads would be able to look at why you have achieved what you have, why you have not achieved what you have, and to look at your soul's history and bring it all into the light, even if it does not feel very good. This is the depthness of the illumination of your soul. Are you ready to put everything into harmony and the temple of harmonization? These are illuminating all aspects of yourself. This is what your visit to the city represents. As you sit here in the star essence of transition, you are transitioning. You may have been great before. You may have been not so great. You may have been weak or you may have been strong. We want to put all of that into balance by understanding these aspects. So now we will have another attunement to assist you with finding these elements within yourself. And I feel that some may be trying to go at it from their mental mind. I ask you to put it aside. I ask you to put it into these star glyphs energies that we're experiencing presently. Remember, in this moment, you are not of the earth. but you have experienced the earth. You are here as that star essence to really find the totality of your multidimensional relationships so that you can feel your one true beingness, a being, the one essence within yourself, which is all totalities in balance. Feel the frequencies of light starting to shift again. You can look up above and see the violet gold opening to the skies and bringing these essences completely within here. You to feel the reflection that is in the room as we feel the essence of the violet gold, feel there is completely darkness except for the star glyphs, except for the frequency of the crystals, the energies emanating of illumination. As the violet gold comes down through the ceiling, it will create a illuminating light on any part of your body that needs assistance. Allow this energy to now focus within you and for you to see with your physical eyes of what areas may need healing, balance, acceleration of the feminine and the masculine divine, allowing you to come into the completeness of the light as you go through this journey to receive more that you are within yourself. Now you're aware of where there may be physical symptoms within your body, so then you can center upon the complete balance in healing as the totality, because if your physical body as it is now is not ready to receive the higher frequencies, then those areas are going to be deeply affected. So how do we allow the balance to occur? There is a crystal in front of you. I want you to take this crystal and notice what kind it is. You're going to take this crystal, and it is a very large crystal, so it's going to be the circumference of you holding a child in your arms. That's going to be the immensity of this crystal, but it's also going to be very light. That's the one thing that's very perfect in this city, because there is not that depthness of gravity that you feel upon the earth. It is a very light frequency, but this crystal is here to assist you, and it is yours to have within this city. So you pick up the crystal in front of you, notice what color it is, and possibly you know what kind it is. Allow yourself to just bring forth this crystalline structure within you. And hold it now, because it's going to heal you. Take it to any parts of the body. You may hold it to your whole body if you would like, to bring in the balance completely within you. Breathing deeply, you put the crystal back, but it is yours to hold. You become the crystal. You now incorporating the crystalline energies through all parts of your body. You find that there is a goblet in front of you, and it has emitted a crystalline structure that you held from the crystal, and you're going to take a drink of the goblet and allow this crystalline light to also heal you from the inside out. It is now time for us to stand. And as we stand, we all hold each other's hands. And you find that one person is more in front of the other, so we are the star together, hands within hands, of series of light beings that are all here within this beautiful temple with you. We now always like to end each ceremony with laughter, because laughter is so very important. Because if you can laugh through the process, then you can heal so deeply. So if you'd like to follow along in your own space, you may do so, or you may just listen as we all dance within and out of the star. Feel it from the depthness of your soul. The deepness in your solar plexus. And through your heart, you feel your heart expanding with the violet gold. You are the being of light that you wish. this is the healing laugh. I know each of you are smiling, and that is good. So let us now time. It is now time we thank each other for being here in this temple. Whenever you come to the temple, there will be others that will be with you because we are all here in unity. We are here to assist you. So we're going to walk around clockwise. As we walk around clockwise, we're going to go out the way that we came in. Through the pathway, and as we do, you're going to feel your vibration shifting because you're going to move from that 24th dimension into the 20th. And then you're going to walk into the inner entrance of the temple. Feel that shifting for you now too as you're coming down a little bit. You walk through the pagoda, and the pagoda is really the entryway of this essence. We're going to be feeling ourselves at the 15th dimensional frequency. And as we step down into the lands, it'll take us down to the 10th. So we want to really go down into that essence as we walk across the little bridge. We'll gather together. And I want to say that it is my divine pleasure as Lord of Sirius and the Sirian Council of Light and the Sirian community of the light frequency to assist you, but also be friends with one another. It is such enjoyment to come together in this way, in this beautiful city. And I hope that you will return to Astra Lanchiam, and we will be meeting again. This I do promise. So until that time, embrace what you have experienced. Allow the healing to continue. Write about what you felt has arisen for you. And each time you will go deeper into your soul's essence and allow things to come up. Because as we move into the higher dimensional levels in our physical existence, there will be other elements that will arise. It just does not stop at that fifth dimensional level. So we thank you immensely for coming forward and being with us at this most awesome time of creation. I am Lord of Sirius, keeper of the star essences of Ashta Lanchiam. It is now Lord Adama once again with the Telosian Council. Let us all gather together. I hope that you really enjoyed the visit to the city. It is only going to get on a deeper level. We are probably going to be coming back at least 2 more times so that you can experience the different frequencies and the levels of creation that are within the city. Let us gather together in our group Merkaba as we spin upwards. Feel the spinning and feel the counterclockwise spinning too. I think that's going to increase your ability to feel these essences as we move out of this existence of this beautiful city. We're now going to surface into the etheric earth, and we're now going to separate so everyone can go on to their own way. Just intend to go back to your physical location where your body is sitting. Breathing deeply, come into your body. Feel those essences within your physical structure. Feel your joints and allow your spinal column to be activated and all those elements of grounding to Gaia. And as we do so, we send her this light, and it will definitely go right to South America. I, as Lord Adama, want to say thank you for being so strong on this pathway to accept yourself in a completely different manner. We know that the challenges can be great, and we also know that their steps for everyone, and not everyone is feeling this in the same way. So it's very, very important to understand whom you are and allow the experiences to unfold within your own being. As your higher self is deeming it possible, and blessings and love from the Telosian Council of Light and myself, I walk with each of you deeply as Lord Adana. Aluna, Aluna, Aluna. This is Christine Malarese, with Mike Caden, Walking Tarot Krista. Thank you for joining us to another fabulous visit to one of the Golden Cities.
Thank you, everyone.